This is Montana News on a Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell released the names of the two inmates that allegedly assaulted a detention officer and attempted to escape the jail April 5th. Justice Raven Nicolai, 28, and Leland Red Clown, 24, are housed in Flathead County Jail. Nicolai entered a plea of not guilty in Polson District Court March 27th to felony aggravated assault. The charge stems from an assault on another inmate in Lake County Jail February 26th. The Exchange Club of Helena donated 200 teddy bears called Time Out Teddy to the Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's Office, Helena Police Department, Children's Advocacy Center, and court-appointed special advocates to support children through traumatic incidents. The stuffed animals are meant to be used as a coping mechanism for kids who go through the justice system. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Take on the work with steel. Lightweight and maneuverable, the Steel MS-162 chainsaw is as powerful as it is easy to use. Whether you're tackling spring cleanup or prepping firewood for fall, get to work with steel. Right now, you can save $20 on the gas-powered MS-162 chainsaw. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Last week, the Whitefish Community Development Board voted to recommend the city approve a conditional use permit for the construction of a 21-unit development. The application shows designs for a single multi-story structure. The undeveloped parcel where construction is proposed is currently zoned WR4. Billings Clinic Perfusion Team earns a national award for excellence. Northern News Network's Cody Ross has details.
In 2021, during the COVID pandemic, the Billings Clinic Perfusionist Team overhauled how it operates critical life support machines, which take over a patient's heart and lung functions when their organs don't work on their own, while working with the cardiovascular surgical team. This spring, the team was awarded the 2024 AMSEC Pillar Award. Billings Clinic's team is one of 15 to ever earn the Pillar Award out of about 4,700 perfusionists in the U.S., working on teams of about 1,000 healthcare organizations.
I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.